This is CliffCentral.com.
I want to talk to Lloyd Cornwall. He's the creator and founder of the Delicious Festival. Bring him in here, Sia. He just almost tripped and I think he stubbed his toe on our sofa. That's not going to make for a great start to this interview. He's going to be in pain. Let's listen. See if you could tell by the sound of his voice whether he's still in pain or not.
Well, if it was the baby toe, then oof.
Lloyd! How are you, man? Grab a seat. How's your toe? Did you just stub your toe on the sofa?
No, just my knee.
Oh, your knee. Oh, are you in pain?
Not at all.
All right. Yeah. Pull up to the microphone there. How are you, man?
I'm very well.
Good. Good to see you.
You too.
So the Delicious Festival. I mean, this is all part of... we're kind of talking about proudly South Africa and the Delicious International Food and Music Festival. And you've got Chaka Khan coming, the Jacksons.
That's Chaka Khan was the year before last. The Jackson.
I'm not paying attention. You see, I don't go to the Delicious Festival, but maybe I should.
Clearly, you weren't there.
Jesus. Well, help me understand.
We had the Jacksons a couple of years ago. We had Chaka Khan a couple of years ago. Last year, we had Common.
She just slipped off her cherry.
Yeah, he really is that cool as well. It had this similar effect to most of my team.
Yeah.
Mabale went and interviewed him and she couldn't remember why. So, I mean, I was half expecting her to jump in there and say, yes, he was here for the Delicious Festival.
It was
last
a glorious 8 minutes and 32 seconds.
Which we never got to hear because she couldn't record it properly.
Well, because the equipment failed, but we digress.
Yeah.
He's actually a really cool guy.
He is.
He's a really cool guy and I love what he stands for.
Mm. So you were involved in the original idea for this Delicious Festival.
Yeah, I'm the founder.
Right. So what made you think there was a gap for this? And it's been tremendously successful. That's undoubtable.
Yeah.
How did you know it would work out?
You've known me for a while. And I mean, we've been involved in lots of different dance music properties. Mm-hmm. We're the South African licensor for Ministry of Sound.
I'm asking you to boast a little. You know the market.
Yeah, we've been involved in Tomorrowland. Mm-hmm. So we're involved in a lot of importation of IP. And I kind of got a bit bored at work, to be honest with you. I was really bored. I was like, and I realized that the lack of energy in the office was because of all the things that I was putting on, I wouldn't have actually gone to anymore myself. And it was like, then it felt like a bit of a sausage factory. It didn't feel like my heart was all the way in. And that's why I was struggling. And Delicious came along because we looked at the events around us and we looked at stuff and I was in my early 40s and I still want to go to a music festival, but I just don't want to stand in a muddy field and eat a hot dog. You know, I think I've evolved. I want to go and see live music still. I want to go and do cool shit, but I don't want to stand there and get covered in a greasy burger. So Delicious was born and it's really created around amazing food, amazing music, amazing hospitality, family. There's a kid zone and it's gone from there. And I mean, it's grown and grown and grown here. And now it's taking place in London in July and then Miami in December. So we're now exporting that IP, which is really cool for a South African company.
All right. But your background was in marketing and PR and advertising.
And music, music and primarily dance. I came to South Africa 20 years ago with Ministry of Sound and I was head of global touring operations.
I mean, what a time to be involved in that stuff too. It was really in its infancy and it was growing fast and it was becoming the sexiest thing in the world.
It was, and I've got my battle scars, but it was good fun. You know, it was the right time.
Do you think that the South African, you mentioned your own evolved kind of position on how you want these things to be now, but what is the South African market like? Is it as evolved? Do you find that people have, because a lot of, the reason I'm asking you this is because there are a lot of artists and a lot of music events and a lot of other kind of experiential events that come to South Africa that are pretty low grade by world standards, but they sell out here. I mean, I saw fucking Chris de Burgh is coming. Now, I mean, that is embarrassing. I know that people like Lady in Red, but how many years ago was that? And must we not move on? And then you hear about artists that can't get a gig anywhere else in the world, but they can get a gig here. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's niche pockets of fan bases in South Africa. It's like, you know, Helmut Lottie for example, I mean, you know, has got massive fan base here. If I run out of money tomorrow and I needed to make a buck next week, I could drop a press release out there and say Helmut Lotti's coming, and I'll sell it out in three cities overnight.
Yeah.
With one press release to, I think it's Radio. I'm not even going to try and
pronounce. Yeah, one of them. Yeah. you'd be able to fill that
yes,
up.
Yes, there are pockets of fan bases here.
But you think of where it might go. Mm. That's what makes you different.
Yeah.
When you put on something like the Delicious Festival for the first time, you don't know. You're taking a risk.
What's really cool is Delicious, you know, we're having a lot of conversations around the world at the moment, and we're talking to, you know, some of the bigger IP holders. And Delicious is very unique in its format. It's completely unique. Nowhere in the world has got a Delicious. You know, it's a food festival for music lovers, but it's got the perfect combination of amazing food, pop-up restaurants, street food markets.
Now that was ahead of its time too, because that stuff is suddenly very mainstream now.
Well, everyone followed Delicious. I mean, if you go to any of the music festivals now, no longer are they sat, you know, no longer are fans happy with a few burger vans.
Mm-mm.
You know, and that's
cool.
They
want these food trucks that are doing all this different
and
stuff.
And we move that forward. You know, in fact, at Delicious, there are no burger vans, because if you put burger vans in, they'll eat burgers. And I don't want them to come to Delicious and eat burgers. You know,
In other words, you almost like you're pulling the carrot in front of people some of the time, because you're trying to introduce them to new things. Otherwise,
absolutely,
they'll keep doing the same old thing.
If I put burger vans in there, in the car on the way home from Delicious, people will be saying to each other, that was a cool music festival. If I take the burger vans out and put amazing artisanal traders in there, they'll be in their car on their way home saying, fuck, that was amazing food today, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the music will become secondary. You know, Delicious is about, it's about food, it's about music, it's about food. In fact, we've just moved Delicious to Heritage Day, September 22nd, 23rd.
Right.
One of the big
they can drink as well.
Yeah, there's a public holiday Monday, and one of the big supermarkets over here has done quite a good job of hijacking Heritage Day and calling it Bride Day, and we're going to kind of take it back, and we're going to, you know, remember heritage is about family, it's about music, it's about friends, it's about lots more things than standing around a fire. So Delicious has been incredible. It's an and it's beautiful because
where are you doing it this year?
We're back at Kailami Grand Prix Circuit. That's where it lives now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the South African.
You can plug so many things into that venue, right?
Yeah, you can park 10,000 cars at that venue. You can put 20,000 people on that venue. You can make sure they get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing as well. You've got a lot of kids. We, you know, 2,500 kids a day in a kid zone. That's important.
And what do you do with them? How do you keep these kids amused?
We've got the actual pit building, which is a big, massive warehouse. And we work with a company called, let me get this right, Knickerbocker Doodlebug, and they
Jesus.
Look at, yeah, not bad, and it's early.
Knickerbocker
Doodlebug. And you know, we look after 2,500 kids a day, so when you bring your kids to us, you leave your kids with us and go and enjoy the festival, and then you're connected to your children.
When you say pit building, though, it does sound like the Industrial Revolution, and you got a whole bunch of kids mining.
Yeah.
All right, you children in a chain gang, dig that hole.
Have you made any gold? Yeah, Delicious has been amazing, and we signed up
great.
To Proudly South African, and we're part of that charter now. So 82% of our supply chain is local. We had a really close look at what we do. For example, and I mean, it might sound crude, but we buy 70,000 loo rolls for Delicious. Now, do we buy, the question we had to ask ourselves is, do we buy 70,000 loo rolls from Kimberly Clark and you know, nudge their share price on the New York Stock Exchange, or do we find somebody locally that can make us loo roll? And it's just that conscious decision making that you can look at your supply chain and say, hang on a minute. Okay, we can get that, but we can get this local guy exactly the same price. It's an identical product. Let's do that. So let's
try
and move the needle.
Of these things.
Yeah, it's trying to move the needle on the local economy and look at everything we buy and look at where it's coming from and say, can't we get that locally? And the answer in most cases is yes, if you make a conscious decision to say, I'm going to buy that locally. And we support so many local traders. I mean, we have about 150 sort of small traders that come to Delicious. Delicious is a really good entry for these small guys.
Mm.
You know, they can't get into the supermarkets. In many instances, doing business with the big supermarket chains can put you out of business, because if you don't know how to deal with them, and
they'll take you to pieces.
Mate, I mean, like, you look, some of them, I don't want to paint them all with the same brush. Some of them have got some programs that help small business do business with them, so it teaches them how to do business with mm-hmm. them. But in many instances, if you take a load of food to a big supermarket chain and drop it off and it doesn't sell, they'll just destroy it and they won't owe you the money and they'll say, we didn't sell it.
Right.
That could be your cash flow. That's it. You're out of business. Doom, bang, done. In many instances, it's good to come and do food festivals, street food markets, learn your game, build your fan base, start it underground, you know, really understand what it is that you're doing. And things like Delicious offer these small South African traders and upstarts an opportunity to get out there and start building a fan base.
Well, listen, congrats on developing something that people clearly love and that is working and that is setting a standard. Yeah. Changing the world, man.
Do you know, Gareth, it's what's really cool is that we're now doing New York, Miami, London. And the really nice thing is the festival, like, for example, all the pre-production, all the design and all the ground planning and everything is all being done by our team in South Africa. You know, when we
so this is an example of where we can lead.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Love
we're
that.
Leading. We're
who
leading.
Who could have a problem with that? That's terrific.
Yeah, well, no, we're going to lead. And the shows that we're doing all over the world, they're being all the pre-productions being done here in South Africa by the same people that do it here. They only need to fly into the city 2 weeks before when the ground pegs start going in. You don't need to be there. You know, nowadays you've got Google Earth, you've got technical drawings, you've got, you know, the internet. So these, you know, we're now exporting our
product.
That's
so cool. Are you doing London, New York? That's amazing.
Yeah, Hampton Court, just outside London. Yeah. We're doing it Hampton, and in fact, Hampton Court, we're doing it on the side of the river, so the VIPs all arrive by riverboat. Miami, we've got a private island just off the Florida Keys. And New York, we're doing Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And we're going as a proudly South African brand as well. So we will drive tourism back here, because when we go, we're going to take a good mix of South Africa with us. We're going to take a load of food traders with us through our proudly South African
Fantastic.
Association. We'll take Mikasa, we'll take Lira, we'll take a whole load of bands, and we will take what it is that we feel is Delicious South Africa to New York, to London, to Miami, and give people a taste of what it is to be South Africa, because we think it's cool.
This
we're not hiding
great.
Behind it.
No, I love this.
We like it.
And by the way, there is the Buy Local Summit, which we've told you about in a previous couple of discussions, and you can go along to this. It's very, very easy. You can register for free, buylocalsummit.co.za.
That's Wednesday and Thursday, Sandton Convention
Correct.
Centre.
Correct.
And we'll be there. So if we've got a big stand at there at that exhibition. So if you're a company that wants to come and trade and start trading underground and doing some, I'm giving a speech on barriers to entry within this kind of market, and we've got a stand there, and there's a whole load of other people that are all into trading with other South African companies. It's really worth it. If you're in that line of business, get down to Sandton Convention Center Wednesday, Thursday, and come and have a look around.
Lloyd, thank you so much for popping
Thanks,
by
Gareth.
To see us.
Lloyd
no Cornwall problem. Is the creator and founder of the Delicious Festival, among other things. And if you ever went to Tomorrowland, you have him to thank for that as well. Very good to see you.
Very good to see you too.
All right. We'll make sure we go to Delicious this year.
Yeah, you're welcome. You
I'm
should
so
come.
Useless. I don't leave home. I'll do it, though. I mean, it sounds like the kind of thing I might actually enjoy.
You give it a try. I wouldn't go that far, but...
right, exactly. I'm such a pain in the ass. It's a curmudgeonly.
That's why we created it, because I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. And
why don't we just... I'll come to your house. We set it up in your garden or something. Can we do that?
Yeah.
That sounds like good fun.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Lloyd.
Gareth,
Lloyd Cornwall. Don't forget, buylocalsummit.co.za if you want more info on that one that's happening this week. And you can obviously go to Delicious when it rolls around just a little bit later on.
This is CliffCentral.com.